This is a News 1130 special report.
Well, we know the city of Vancouver is planning to bring in a tax on vacant homes, and the province is throwing its support behind it. We don't have a clear idea on what the tax will look like. Now, to talk more about how it could work, we are joined on the line by UBC economics professor Joshua Gottlieb. Dr. Gottlieb, how might a vacant home be defined?
I think you're right that we haven't gotten a sense of what the mayor really means when he announces that he wants to tax vacant homes. My colleagues and I put together a proposal that defines it based on income taxes. So if someone living at that address, if the owner of that property pays Canadian income taxes, they declare that they're a resident in Canada and as a result pay taxes on their worldwide income in Canada, then we would say the property is not vacant. If no one is living there, then no one would be declaring Canadian residency for income tax purposes, and then we would say it's vacant. So it's a much brighter line than what I think the mayor has in mind, though, again, we don't really know what he has in mind, so it's very hard to say how it would be implemented.
So how do you see something like this being enforced fairly?
Well, our proposal, the one based on income taxes, would be very straightforward to enforce fairly and uniformly. You would simply match up the property records with income tax records, do it at an administrative level, so you don't need to go around snooping into people's homes. But once you start saying it's a matter of occupancy, then I don't know how they're going to do it without snooping around and saying, does this property look like it's being occupied? Are we going to start penalizing people who haven't mowed their grass recently enough because now it's looking vacant? The other issue with the City Hall proposal that the province has now seemed to endorse is that it misses some properties that are not vacant but are also not contributing to public goods. So, for example, when you saw these reports a few months back of a student living in a $31 million home, well, the student probably doesn't have a lot of income, if any, and so is probably not paying income taxes, but the property's not vacant. Someone's living in it, just happens to be a student, so that property would be exempt, would be considered non-vacant under what I assume City Hall is going to propose. The income tax route, in contrast, would say, well, if that student's not paying income taxes, then they should be paying more property taxes.
Now, you say that a 1.5% tax rate would be a reasonable rate. Do you think that 1.5% would be enough of a deterrent for people who are buying homes and leaving them empty?
It's hard to say. That's a perfectly fair question, and I could see an argument for going higher. On the other hand, I'm also well aware that you don't want to end up trapping people with this surcharge whose incomes may have fallen or whose properties may have risen in value since they purchased it. So we propose 1.5% as a pretty conservative number, but I could see an argument for going higher if you wanted to.